USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more states have been reopening their economies in recent days, and now the American automakers are reopening their production facilities. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors will resume vehicle production later today, after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of COVID-19. Now the auto workers will be standing farther apart on the assembly line than they used to, and they'll be covered with protective equipment. Ford's chief exec, Jim Hackett, says workers will also have to undergo a no-touch temperature scan.
So because we have these huge tractors, you know, I'm talking about 2 to 3 million square feet of space, there's a lot of room to actually think about doing this the right way.
Pharma company Moderna this morning announcing very good results with a potential coronavirus vaccine. By July, they expect to start a Phase 3 study. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The head of the Fed with a warning but also encouragement as the nation slowly climbs back from a virtual coronavirus shutdown. Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy has clearly taken a hit and Americans are suffering, but he says there wasn't an alternative.
We're doing this to protect ourselves from the virus. And that means that when the virus outbreak is behind us, the economy should be able to recover.
Powell speaking there on 60 Minutes on CBS. Wall Street extending a global rally. The Dow's been up nearly 800 points at times this morning. An early tropical storm season in the Atlantic this year as Tropical Storm Arthur's outer rain bands are now near the North Carolina coast. The storm is southwest of Cape Hatteras, expected to move closer to the coast later today. Arthur has 45-mile-an-hour winds, and it could gain strength over the next few hours, but forecasters say it's going to veer eastward out to sea. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been 40 years since Mount St. Helens near Portland, Oregon, violently erupted, killing dozens of people. Except for some expert geologists who saw some warning signs, most folks in the area weren't expecting the eruption on that Sunday morning.
It did indeed, and despite the advanced planning, things did go wrong just after the eruption, catching hundreds by surprise.
That from KATU-TV news coverage on that Sunday morning.
Every available source of emergency transportation is being pressed into service to help the injured.
57 people ended up dying because of the eruption. The USGS today says the mountain isn't showing any signs of any eruptions in the near future and that improvements in technology since that 1980 eruption have greatly increased the ability to predict future eruptions of Mount St. Helens and other volcanoes. A Saudi Air Force officer who carried out a deadly shooting spree at the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Station last year was prodded by Al-Qaeda. Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters this morning the information was obtained from the shooter's two iPhones. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer who was training with the U.S. military at the base in Pensacola, the shooting killing three U.S. sailors and wounding eight other people. SpaceX is gearing up for the first manned launch later this month. Elon Musk's company confirming that two NASA astronauts will be on board a Crew Dragon capsule for that May 27th mission. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.